The Traveler's Journal, March 30th. Seeing the Sahara by Camel. Desert trekking is a compulsion inexplicable to those not attracted by purifying spaces, sacred desolation, or the clarity of absolute austerity. But for sandlubbers, the Sahara is the place of dreams, Earth's largest desert, an enormous emptiness with no right angles or straight lines. The Sahara whips sand across Africa's brow like a jealous goddess. For travelers seeking nature unbridled by civilization, the Moroccan edge of the Sahara is a place where paradise can be found. And what better way to see it than by camel? Several mainline tour operators now offer 2- and 3-day excursions east from Marrakesh, with a few hours on a camel and an exciting overnight at a convenient oasis. Yet, while Hollywood has cast the Sahara as an endless ocean of sand, in reality, much of it is rocky plain punctuated by ergs, large islands of wind-blown dunes. Getting really personal with the Sahara requires an expedition 300 miles further east of Marrakesh, over the high passes of the Atlas Mountains, to the sand-swept Berber village of Merzouga. Even in this distant outpost, camel jockeys hustle tourists with high-priced rides. But a mile beyond the village's battered gates, there's Kassar Sanya, an improbable oasis, an auberge for desert rats, run by 2 French expats. They know camel drivers who will introduce sand pilgrims to the beauties of the Erg Chebbi and bring them back alive, and do it for a sixth of the price of the hustlers in town. Visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.